If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Fostering Faith. It is October and I'm sitting here drinking coffee this morning as I record this podcast. And I was just reading about the fruits of the Spirit, and that got me intrigued about let's do a series. That's something that we've really never done on this podcast. And so let's walk through each fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to start with the most important one. And so we're going to call this episode Love Like You Mean It, the root of every fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And so, hey guys, welcome back to Fostering Faith. I'm so glad that you're here. And today we're going to be diving into one of the most powerful, convicting, and world-changing fruits of the Spirit, love. And we were talking in my junior high group the other day and about how we use the word love. I love my coffee. I love my hamburger. I love my family. I love, roadblocks or whatever have you. And it's not just I love my coffee. I love my car. I love Fridays kind of love. I'm talking about the kind of love that is God, the kind that isn't earned. It isn't deserved. It isn't quiet when people do it. And let's be honest, love is easy when people act right. But the true test of spiritual maturity isn't how you treat people who treat you well. It's how you respond when you have every reason not to love, but you choose it anyway. And so we have Galatians 5:22 through 23 that says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." And so notice that love comes first. It's not random. It's the root that feeds every other fruit. Without love, there's no joy. There's no peace. Love is the soil that everything else grows in. And so today we're going to be looking at some truths. What is real biblical love? How is it that it shows up in your life? And why Jesus said it's the greatest commandment? And so what is real love? In the Greek, agape means unconditional, sacrificial love, the kind that flows from God himself. 1 John 4:8 says that God is love, not God loves, but God is love. It's his nature. It's who he is. And that means when the fruit of the Spirit is in you, love isn't just something you do. It's who you become. In Romans 5:8, it says, "While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's love. He didn't wait for us to be lovable. He loved us whenever we were in a mess. And that's what the Spirit wants to us to grow in, that kind of love that moves first, that forgives first, that loves loud. Love is real life. And so let's read the love chapter, because you've heard it at every wedding. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It keeps no records of wrongs. We quote it at weddings, but Paul isn't writing this to a bride and groom. He's writing it to a church that is struggling to get along. So Paul says that love is patient. He's saying you don't give up on people just because they frustrate you. When he says love is kind, he means you show grace even when you have the right to be sharp. He says to keep no records of wrongs. How many times have we done that? How many times have you kept that scoreboard and you did this 20 years ago and you did this 10 years ago and you did that last week and you did this? That's for all of us to keep in our heads. But love says there's no scorekeeping. Real love doesn't cancel people. It restores them. If you want to measure your spiritual growth, don't look at how many Bible verses you know. Look at how you treat people who test your patience the most. Because love isn't proven by words. It's proven by response. And you have the greatest commandment in Matthew 22:36 through 40. Someone asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in law?" And Jesus replies, "Love your Lord with all your heart and with all your mind and soul and with all your mind. And this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Jesus said everything, the law, the entire law hangs on love. If love falls, everything falls. You can't truly love people if you don't love God first. And you can't say you love God if you refuse to love people that were made in his image. Now hit that home. The people that you don't like right now, he made them. He loves them. How does that make you feel? And this is not about to make you feel bad or whatever, maybe a little bit, but we all have a chance to grow. No one's perfect. But as it's about progression and not perfection. It's about wrestling with, man, I really don't like them and you don't know what they did to me. I'm pretty sure that God said, I don't care. Look what you did to me. And yet I still love you. And that's why love is the root of every fruit, because every other spiritual quality flows out of the heart that loves like Jesus. And the love that cost you. Jesus isn't saying that it's going to be convenient. It cost him everything. He left heaven, endured humiliation, and carried a cross for you to prove to you that this is what love is. I think isn't there a song that says that? This is what love is. I think so. But 1 John 3:16 says, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us." If you think about it, if your love never cost you anything, your comfort, your pride, your time, it's not agape. It's convenience. And sometimes love looks like you're biting your tongue. Sometimes love looks like forgiving without an apology. Sometimes love looks like showing up when you'd rather stay home. And it was funny that anyone that knows me knows that I am in bed 9 o'clock, 8:45. We went to one of our best friend's basketball games, her daughter, shout out to Adele, and the New Horizon Crusaders. They're crushing it. And their game started at 8 o'clock one night this week. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe you came." I said, "I know. This is love, because this is super inconvenient for me, but I'm going to show up." And it's something silly, but still, you're showing up. And you know what? That's what the Holy Spirit works best, is when you're loving beyond your limits. And so how to grow in love? You can't fake this fruit. You can't grow it on your own. Love is not a personal trait. It's a result of abiding in Christ. And so John 15:4-5 says, "Abide in me and I in you, for apart from me, you can do nothing." And if you want to grow in love, what do you got to do? You got to spend time with love himself, Jesus. You got to let go of bitterness. You can't grow in fruit if you have poison soil. Love is not going to grow in that. No, it's going to be choked out. And ask the Spirit to give you his eyes for people and practice it. Love is strengthened through use. Like with anything, it's like a bicep curl. You can't expect to have amazing arms if you never work at it. And so the more that you love, the more capacity that you're going to have to. And so one, spend time with him. Two, you got to let go of that bitterness. You're not going to have any room for anything else if that bitterness is crowding out the space for love. And three, ask that Holy Spirit to give you his eyes for the people. Let me see them how you see them. And you got to practice what you're preaching. You actually got to do it. And so love like you mean it. Friends, love isn't a feeling. It's a decision. It's a way of living that says, "God, I'm going to respond like you would." Is that going to happen right out of the gate? No. That's why we walk with Christ, and that's why he matures us. In the world that screams, "Me first," love worships you first. in a culture that cancels, love restores. In relationships that break, love builds. And in the moment that hurt, love heals. And when you walk in the Spirit, love isn't an option. It's evidence. John 13:35 says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciple if you love one another." And that's how the world will know that you belong to Jesus. Not by your church attendance or your playlist or your post, but how you love people who are hard to love. So maybe this week, instead of asking God to change someone else, ask him to change your heart. Because whenever you grow in his love, everything changes around you. And so we would love to pray for you guys. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for these listeners. Thank you that you show up for us and you show us what real love is like. Thank you for loving us whenever we were unlovable. Teach us to love like you, to forgive, to be patient, to be kind. Let the Spirit fill us so completely that love becomes our natural response. Help us to love with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and to love others as you have loved us. Let your love be rooted in everything that we say or do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If this message helped you, if you know someone that it's hard to love, if you know someone that is really angry or bitter or is just going through a really rough time, send this episode to them. Make sure that you comment, make sure that you share it, and help our little podcast grow. We hope that you guys have an amazing week. We love you. Have a great week. Bye.